This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Christian Crusaders extends a heartfelt welcome to each of our listeners. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's service will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Many people talk about being depressed. Do we know how to deal with our depression when it comes to us? We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we confess that sometimes our minds are confused. We know not which way to turn. And so there are those times of real depression. For those, O God, who are afflicted in a serious way, we pray that they will receive the treatment and that you will use the therapist and the doctors and all others who care for them. But in the everyday depressions that we deal with, O God, will you please send your Holy Spirit to guide us into the Word, that in that Word we may find our answers, as did the psalmist of old. These are our petitions that we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear God's word as it is recorded in the 42nd Psalm. As a deer pants for streams of waters, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with you, God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Here ends the reading of God's word today.
Blessed be thou, gentle Savior, hear my humble
Preaching can be very dangerous, especially when your knowledge of the subject is quite limited. For example, you read a book on a particular subject and it grabs you, and you read other parts of that book again. And finally you think, well, I understand this subject. And then you present yourself in a sermon as sort of an authority. Or you go and visit a place, like my wife and I some years ago visited Israel. And we came back having made some deductions on what we had seen there and what we thought were the solutions. And I could find myself from time to time, especially in private conversation, saying, there's no question that this is the answer. 2 weeks in Israel, and I had the answer. That's pretty dangerous. Or you take a course or two in psychology, or you get some training in counseling, and so you present yourself as an authority on depression. And that's our subject today. I want to say to you at the beginning of this sermon, I am no specialist, no authority on depression. But we realize that it's here, and that is the text that we're dealing with today. The psalmist in the 42nd Psalm writes, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you so disturbed within me?" Today we probably would put it this way. He said, "Why am I so depressed? What's wrong with me?" In his favorite psalms, the great English preacher John Stout writes, "The subject of Psalm 42 is spiritual depression, its cause and cure. The author's soul is downcast and disturbed within him." This is an experience by no means rare. Today, among Christian people as well as those who do not confess faith in Christ. And Dr. Stott points it out very well when he says the psalmist gives us the cause and then he gives us the cure. So I'd like to spend a little time on this subject today, trying to draw out from the scriptures what the Word of God has to say. I believe that we can say, and this is not found in the Word, this is an observation from experience, that there are various causes for depression. Some depressions are physiologically related. A brain has been injured in some way, or there is a chemical imbalance that might give a person the bipolar illness. At that particular time, it is my feeling that we ought to turn to our doctors. For God can use those doctors in a marvelous way. And he has permitted them to have some training that can look farther into this particular case of depression than we who do not have the training. For example, I have made reference to my wife's stroke so many times, but I do it again today. For 3 months into her stroke, she suffered a severe depression. We took her immediately to the hospital and on to the famous Mayo Clinic. There I was told by both psychiatrist and neurologist, "Your wife's depression is caused by a severe assault to the brain. It has to be treated medically, and that we will do with medicines and with therapies, electric shock, and all the rest. And then we hope that when we're done, she will be healed. There we sat in a psychiatrist or a neurologist office, and they told us that news. It was a long, long period of time, months going almost into 2 years. And finally, the psychiatrist said to me one day, "You know, your wife is healed. Your wife is no longer suffering from any depression." And when I visited with him about this, he said to me, "You know, I really think, and I don't want to offend you," he said, "that you have more depression right now than she does." Two people in the same room. She's suffering from a depression that had come about by an injury. I, by a disappointment, by a fear, perhaps by an anger to a certain extent. So here we deal with the latter today, realizing that where there are physical causes for depression, better that you go to those who are trained and ask the Lord to lead and guide them. But in our text today, the psalmist is suffering from real depression. And I'd like to read a little bit of this for you. I begin with verse 6. He says, "My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me." In other words, the psalmist was out in God's nature. He was on the heights of a Mount Mizar. He was in exile. And there, the only comfort that he had and the only presence he felt of God was perhaps the waterfalls and the waves and the breakers that swept over him. But there was nothing like he used to have. In verse 2, he says, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, 'Where is your God?'" In other words, he's just thirsting after God, and he is terribly depressed, a spiritual depression now. Nothing has happened to him physically, a spiritual depression, and his friends are saying to him, something like Job's friend said to him, "Where is your God? How come you're down in the dumps?" I think one of the marvelous things of this psalm is to show that the people of God, those of us who bear the name of Christian, who trust Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, can also have times of depression. And those who think that just because you are a believer in Jesus Christ and your life is committed to him, that you will have no depression, do not understand the human nature in its relationship to the Savior. The psalmist goes on and he says, "I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throne." He's going back to those times when he was near Jerusalem. And there in Jerusalem, he could go into the temple at least 3 times a year during their major festivals. And there they could sing their praises to God, and they could sense the presence of God very close to them. Now it was different. They were not in the presence of God in that sense of the word. So as a result of that, he was lacking the spiritual food that he needed at that particular time. Isn't there where some of us often are, friend? Now we go to some of the great Christians. Oh, I shouldn't use that term great, but people who we think are very prominent. It is an interesting thing to learn that a man like Martin Luther, and we're getting close to the period of the Reformation now, was a man who suffered from depression. It is not anything to be ashamed of when you are suffering from a spiritual depression. But may I hurry on to say that the psalmist is very good to us when God uses him not only to help us understand what creates a depression, disappointment, fear, anger. Now, the spiritual depression I'm talking about, remember, only there do I feel that I can be a half of an authority because of the Word of God, which I live with. But it is also true that the Word of God tells us that when this depression comes, what is the cure for it? Again, turning back to our text, to verse 5, listen again to the psalmist. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. It's just like the psalmist is saying, he's talking to himself. Why am I down in the dumps? What is this all about? And then he turns and says, well, I know what's wrong. I need to spend time with God. And unlike the psalmist of old, we did not have to go just into the temple. We could go to the Word of God, which we have in our beautiful Bibles. And there we can study the promises of God, and there is the cure for our spiritual depressions. Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Now let's be very specific so that if some of you are bothered from time to time with those depressions, those feelings of being down in the dumps, and really, who of us do not have those times, then listen. What does the psalmist say? Oh, I got a great deal of help when I could go into the house of the Lord. Don't we get help there? When we go into the house of the Lord, and there we can sing the hymns or the praise songs or whatever they might be, and our eyes can be focused on the God who is the God of the universe, but also the God who is the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is himself God, who says to us, your sins are forgiven. Go to the church. Go to a place where you will hear the Word of God proclaimed very faithfully. And let God speak to you. Where else do we go? Go to your Bible. Go to your Bible every day. Let some of those words ring into your soul. Let God speak to you. That's what we're talking about these days in this series of sermons. They are the precious text that we put into our spiritual computer, and that we push the recall button when we're down in the dumps. And we have this word, put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And so on a Sunday morning, together with the people of God, you go to sing your hymns of praise. You go to hear the Word of God. You go to pray. Open your Bibles regularly, every day, in the quietness of your home. Also, if there is some depression between you and your spouse, what a marvelous thing for you to have devotions together on a regular basis. Let God feed that marriage, which can also be quite depressed. Prayer. I flippantly mentioned it. I don't want to make that such an insignificant matter. Prayer is terribly important. Where I can go all by myself or alone with those people that I love the most. And there we can really let our hearts go. We can let our feelings out. This is how I feel, God. I'm not very proud about it. But that is truly how I feel. Can you help me, O God? Look, I have this sin, this guilt that is ever before me. I haven't been the best husband, the best wife, the best father. My children have not followed in the way of the Lord. Maybe it's because I have not been actively involved with them as far as God's word is concerned. Open up that heart, pray. That's what the psalmist is telling us today. Put your hope in God. God will give you the answers. He will take away your cares. He has said he would. Cast your cares on him. He cares about you. And then on those Sundays, when you had the opportunity to go to the Lord's Supper, to be able to go, hopefully, where you can kneel before the Lord and hear his voice say, I declare unto you the forgiveness of all of your sins. It is not a special sin, a forgiveness that we get there, but it is the affirmation that the God who sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to the cross of Calvary is the one who is whispering into your ear, have peace. You're not adequate, but I am. We will go forth together. Gather with a group of Christian friends. Share things with them. There is a place to leave your disappointments around the throne of grace in the presence of those who love you. If you suffer from a spiritual depression, then I urge you again to turn to the 42nd Psalm and hear this word. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why dost so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Amen.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know, whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know, whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well.
Father in heaven, you know us far better than we know ourselves. We pray, Lord Jesus, that when our disappointments lead us to depression, when our thoughts move from your word and to those things which are human, grant, O God, that we may be brought back to understand what the psalmist meant when he said, my hope is in the Lord. Hear our prayer we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray your heart has been touched by the grace of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christian Crusaders has been blessed with gifts from those who believe strongly in our mission and have included this ministry in their estate planning. These resources have made it possible for Christian Crusaders to continue broadcasting biblical truth for the past 70 years on the radio and now worldwide on shortwave radio and the internet. Please consider a final gift to Christian Crusaders as part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are also available free of charge. A gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Send your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Waterloo Cedar Falls, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, celebrating 70 years of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.